Good morning, Word of Truth Family Church. It is 6:59. I'm going to give everybody 1 minute to jump on. So there it is, 7 o'clock. That is, of course, if you have an iPhone. If you don't have an iPhone, God bless you. We are praying and fasting this week for you. Well, this is Pastor Evan. Thank you for joining me today. We are praying all week long. So if you didn't remember that this week is an all-week prayer time, tomorrow at 7 a.m., Friday at 7 a.m., we will be having prayer as well. So your phones have been muted, so that way, wherever you are, the background noise doesn't interfere with our prayer time today. And so the prayer focus that I have today is actually tied to our theme for the year, which is divine stewardship. And let me just add this. The whole purpose of divine stewardship is for God to trust us, watch this, with earthly resources so that we can be blessings on the heavenly side. In other words, sometimes people are no earthly good and they're all heavenly minded, or they are earthly minded and they're no heavenly good. Well, we want to be able to show God that he can trust us naturally so that he can bless us supernaturally. So what I'm going to be talking about today is faith to be faithful, because we're talking about stewardship, and I'm reading out of the King James Version of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." Watch what he says in verse 2. He says, "Moreover, it is required," listen to that word, "required in stewards that a man be found faithful." Now, the word steward there, it means manager, but he's saying one of the requirements of a manager is that they are found faithful. And so I want to talk about faith to be faithful, because you can't be faithful without having faith, because the word faithful has the word faith in it. Now, let me read the New Living Translation of 1 Corinthians chapter 4. He says, "So look at Apollos and me as mere servants of Christ, who have been put in charge of explaining God's mysteries." Now, watch verse 2. "Now, a person who is put in charge as a manager must be faithful." So, how can God trust us to be faithful over a calling, faithful over a ministry, faithful over a business? How can we expect him to trust us to be faithful in those things when we can't be faithful over what he has blessed us with? And in order to be faithful, we must have faith. So watch this now. We must intake, because how does faith come? It comes by hearing what? The word. So in order for us to be faithful, we must have faith. In order for us to have faith, we have to have the word, because that's the only way faith comes. So listen to this. We must, well, I'm talking about the word now. We must intake in order for us to partake. I'm going to say that again. We must intake in order for us to partake. What do I mean by that? That means that in order for us to partake of the great things that God has for us, we have to intake of his promises. Because the only way we're going to have faith to function, the only way we're going to have faith to be stewards, is we have to put the word of faith on the inside. So I'm going to read this. Let me see what time it is. Yeah, I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to share something and pray. In Luke chapter 16, it talks about what happens when we're faithful. It says, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful in much. He that is unjust in the least is unjust in the much." He says, "If therefore you have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant, watch this church, can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Let me say it this way. You cannot trust God and mammon. You cannot trust both of them. And unfortunately, the only way to be a good steward is we have to have faith in God and the promises he's made for us to become good stewards. So listen, I'm not going to share who it is or whatever, but the second service on Sunday, God put in my spirit that there was someone who was 3 months behind on their home. And, of course, you know, foreclosure comes after that. And that I wanted to pray for this person. And I just said, hey, raise your hand. And I know that can take a lot of, humility. And so I gave them some time. They didn't raise their hand. And so I let it go. And as I moved on with the service, the Lord spoke to me. And he says, give them grace. He says, give them one more opportunity and tell them you're going to catch their house up. Listen, I didn't want to do that. You can go back and watch the service. But listen, your obedience, and this is one of the things we're going to pray for this morning, is that we will have faith to obey. Listen, so I came back and said, hey, listen, there's somebody out there. I described it again. I say, listen, God told me to tell you, I'm going to catch you up. So basically, he wanted this person to trust him to obey him. And they didn't do it. And do you know later on that day, the person let me know who they were. And they pretty much said, Pastor, I'm a private person. And I get that. But you know what? The only way you and I are going to be good stewards is that we're going to have to trust God. And the only way to trust God is that we're going to have to humble ourselves. So here's what we're praying for. I'm going to pray that we have faith to obey this year. I'm going to pray that we humble ourselves so that we can obey. I'm going to pray that our intake increases so our partake can increase. And then I'm going to pray that we will be faithful stewards over what God has blessed us with so that God can bless us with more. Father, thank you this morning for who you are. There are many of us on the prayer call, and there's some people, Father, in our church, and there's some people on this phone who don't see a way out. But God, you are such a good God, and we praise you for who you are. You said, enter in the gates with thanksgiving, and then come into your courts with praise. Father, we come thanking you for who you are, thanking you for your power, thanking you for your ability. And God, I pray today as we come in to the courts with thanksgiving, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that every person under the sound of my voice will begin to thank you for even things you have not done. Right there where you are, I don't know where you are, but I want you to out loud with your mouth begin to thank God. Thank him for his blessings in your life. Thank him for your health. Thank him for your strength. Thank him for who he is, and thank him for his power. Lord, we thank you because you are such a good God. Lord, we thank you for what you've done in the past. We thank you for your delivering power. We thank you, Father, for what you're going to do in our future. We thank you for blessing us with more so that, Father, we can be we can be partakers of the divine promises. And, Lord, as we come in and we're thankful that we won't allow what we don't have to rob us from our thankfulness. And so, Lord, I pray for every member of Word of Truth Family Church and every person who's connected, whether they are just a partner, whether they're a member, whatever they are, I pray, God, that this year we will have faith to obey. That, Lord, just like every person who Jesus healed, they had to have faith in the instructions that he gave them for them to experience their healing. The man at the pool, He told him to go and wash. If it wasn't for his obedience, he would not have seen healing. Naaman in the Old Testament, God, the prophet told him to go dip 7 times. And had he not obeyed, he would not have experienced healing. And I pray, Father, those who are part of Word of Truth Family Church, you're trying to bring increase into our lives. But the only way that's going to happen, we're going to have faith to obey. And God, even Sunday's message, we just have to have faith to obey your word. And your word tells us to bring the tithe, the offering, to return it to you. And when we do that, you said the windows of heaven would be open. God, help us to have faith to believe that. And Lord, the only way we're going to have faith to obey is that we have to humble ourselves. You said in your word, humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and you will lift us up. You said, Father, in the book of James, that, Father, when we humble ourselves, you give grace to those who humble themselves. And so, Father, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice that we won't lift up our way above your way. We won't consider our way more than your way, because your word says that as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are your ways higher than ours. And so, Lord, I pray for spiritual insight this morning, that we will all get a glimpse, God, of your faithfulness. We'll get a glimpse of your ability. We will get a glimpse of your power, so that, Father, we can see you coming through, that we can see you making a way. Because your word tells us that you can make a way in the wilderness, and you can even make rivers in the desert. And God, some of us don't see a way, but God, you are the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so, Lord, we know that you are the way. And I pray today, God, that we will humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We will humble ourselves, which means, God, we got to bring our way and our thinking down. And, Father, we will lift up your way of thinking, that, God, you already have a plan. You already know what you're going to do. And so I pray for every member of Word of Truth Family Church and every partner and, Father, those who are connected, that, Lord, we will just humble ourselves in the name of Jesus. I want you to say this out loud. Say, Father, come on, right there where you are. Say, Father, I humble myself this morning. Say, Father, I humble myself this morning. Say it again. Say, Father, I humble myself this morning. And Lord, you promised in James 4 that you will give grace to the humble. You will show favor to the humble. And you told us to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. And what's going to happen? You will lift us up. So I pray that every person will humble themselves. They will exalt your way, and they will bring down their own way. And that, Lord, as we do that, the only way for us to be faithful stewards, because you said it's a requirement for those who are going to be stewards that we must be found faithful. I pray, God, that we'll be faithful to trust you, faithful to believe you. We'll be faithful to lean on you. We will be faithful, God, to consistently obey you. We will be faithful to, Lord, not just believe what your word tells us, but we will be faithful to believe what your word says to us individually. That we won't see the promises of God as some generic promise that some random person gave. But God, we will know with our hearts that, God, you are the promise giver and you are a promise keeper. And so I pray for every person under the sound of my voice today, that our intake of your promises will give us faith to experience and partake of your promises in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for every person who's listening today, that they will make their minds up to obey you this year, that they will make their minds up. I hear the Lord saying, some of you all are still on the fence, even from Sunday's message. You're on the fence. He's saying get off of the fence. Make a decision. The only reason double-mindedness exists is because you haven't made a decision one way or another. He's saying make a decision. Get off the fence. Decide you're going to do it. He says if when we decide to obey him, then the strength that we need to obey him will surface, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But Christ don't strengthen us until we obey him. And so, Father, right now, I pray that every person would just decide, I am going to obey God this year. When I hear a message and there are areas of my life that are not lining up with the message, that we will decide right then and there, I am going to obey God. Listen, say this with me. Say, I am going to obey God. Say it out loud right where you are. Say, I am going to obey God. Come on, say it one more time. Say, I am going to obey God. And Lord, I thank you that as we obey you, the blessings that follow obedience will flood our lives in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that somehow, some way, as we fast this week, that supernaturally our flesh will go down and supernaturally our faith will go up. Did you hear what I said? As you and I fast and pray this week, that our faith will supernaturally go up and our flesh will supernaturally go down. And Lord, I pray today that we will meditate on your word, just like you said to Joshua, that we'll meditate day in, day night. You said as we meditate that we will make our way prosperous and we will find good success. And so I thank you that today we won't meditate on how hungry we are. We won't meditate on what we want in our flesh to be satisfied. We will meditate on your word. And as we meditate on your word, I thank you that we'll have faith to do what we're meditating on. And I thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Listen, church, Sunday I'm going to continue the series on divine stewardship, on letting it rain. And let me tell you something. If you want more in 24, you're going to have to increase your stewardship. Because if God can trust you with little, he will increase you for you to trust him with more. So we're going to be doing that. Those of you who are serving this week, come in with a prayerful attitude and a prayerful heart. And I just believe that this spiritual momentum that we have is going to continue. The church was packed out both services Sunday, which means eventually we're going to have to go to a third service. But don't let that scare you and be like, oh, man, I got to work more. No, 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 no. Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. He said, pray for those who need to come in labor. And that's what we need to be praying. For those who are members of our church, who are connected to our church, who are not doing anything in our church, that God will put on their hearts to become laborers so that we can become reapers of divine blessings for our lives as well as the kingdom of God. God bless you. I love y'all. You all have an amazing day today.